Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week, a simple little game we play here every Friday. We play four soundbites. You call, you email, you Twitter us, and you vote for Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are entirely your own, but we'd like to know why you're voting for whatever soundbite you're voting for. But you can vote because you like it, because you agree with it, because you disagree with it, because you dislike it, because you find it remarkable or funny or memorable, or just because you want to hear it again. We have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. Audio. We'll play them for you, and then we want to hear from you. We need you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to us at talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can Twitter your vote to @issuesetc. @issuesetc.
Important programming alert. I'm watching the ELC Churchwide Assembly live on the internet.
Yes.
They're voting for vice president. And a guy named Schwarz just got 221 votes.
It's not
I
you.
I kid you not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe you're being elected.
I've got a lot of friends over there. It's like the Wells. I think Pastor Schrader just better hope I don't bolt to Wells because, you know, I might become president of that church body.
Maybe you're being voted vice president of the ELCA as we speak in absentia. That would be amazing. I'm sure it pays better than this. All right, our first soundbite for your consideration this week. And by the way, next time you want to update me on that, you might want to tell me how they're voting on the big issues. I mean, I don't know who they're right. I didn't even know they had a president.
Can it be bigger than that? Schwarz for vice president? Come on, where are your priorities, Wilkin? You might finally get rid of me.
Well, then I'd be stuck with Craig, which wouldn't be so bad. We spend a lot of time together anyway. The first soundbite for your consideration this week is soundbite number one, a montage of said Evangelical Lutheran Church in America leaders on the issue of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered pastors.
This is about a 30-year trend line of a denomination that has lost almost 500,000 baptized members in my 8 years of being a presiding bishop.
Congregations who wish to call a minister who is in a committed, lifelong, same-gender relationship to be their pastor, they would be able to do that.
There are both congregations ready to call gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered persons, and there are persons in relationships that are ready to serve.
I stand here as a gay man, but I stand here most centrally as one who has received the grace of Christ.
If we're looking for a biblical basis for anything else we're about to do here, what about Jesus saying, judge not that you be not judged?
How do we get to a place as Lutherans that we allow a question of the place of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people in ministry?
What trust Jesus has placed in us that we should be witnesses to this gift of unconditional love for all people, especially in this instance as that love is expressed through the gift of human sexuality.
I've got to keep using just gay and lesbian because that's what we use in the documents. I get a little impatient with those who say, well, if the Lutherans vote to adopt the recommendations before them, they're choosing to suddenly become another declining U.S. mainline denomination. Wake up call from the presiding bishop. We already are.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week for whatever reason, 1-877-623-6943, talk back. At issuesetc.org and our Twitter address at issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from a caller, Florence, on the same subject, wondering why, when you're arguing for the full acceptance of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender relationships, why limit approval to committed homosexual relationships?
They often say, I want to be in this same-sex relationship because we are committed to one another. And I would like to understand why they're drawing the line in that area. In other words, okay, suppose I am a heterosexual woman, which I am, and I want to have multiple sexual partners because I believe that's the way God made me. And after all, we are involved in church, and the biblical injunction about some kind of a lifelong commitment, I think that is old hat. I think that's out of date. I think that was paternalistic. I think the way should be that I can have as many partners as I want to, because that enhances my life. And after all, doesn't God want me to be as fulfilled as possible? I try to understand why that line is always, they always use the argument, I'm in a committed lifelong relationship, to justify this same-sex relationship, but I don't understand it. Seems like there's a flawed reasoning there.
That's soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, on why the media love Episcopalians, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter your vote to at issuesetc.
Journalists tend to worship politics. The Episcopal Church talks an awful lot about politics, and its stands on political issues are almost always identical to those favored by journalists. Then you throw in the fact that their churches are right downtown in major cities. They're very convenient. Then, not only that, they photograph well, and do not underestimate the importance of that. I mean, how exciting is a meeting of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church?
Very unexciting. I can assure you, very unexciting.
And the Southern Baptist Convention even more so. I mean, you know, at least charismatics wave their hands around in the air. It gives you something to photograph. Well, what if you had a chance to photograph people who look like Roman Catholic bishops, except half of them are women? You now have a couple of them that are gay, and they're doing what you want them to do, and they look like Catholics, and they're, you know, they're the good guys. So, I mean, to some degree, the Episcopal Church is just created. It's like God's gift to journalism, or the goddess's gift to journalism, or whatever, I mean, wherever you want to go with that metaphor. In my column, I finally just said the Episcopal Church is perfect. Episcopalian, the leadership of the Episcopal Church, for the most part, looks like Catholics and acts like journalists. What could be better than that?
And here's soundbite number four, Dr. Ergun Kaner on, is Islam consistent with Christianity?
Oh, absolutely not. No Muslim would think so, and only naive and misinformed Christians would. Islam does not desire to unite with Christianity. Islam desires to overtake Christianity. And anything less than that is considered a compromise on their part. It is, the best term I can use, it is naive for Christians to say, oh, well, you know, we have so much in common. Karen Armstrong, the author, makes this tragic mistake constantly in her writings, that she tries to find commonality. You know, well, they're both monotheistic. Well, so is Molech. You know, so is Baal, for that matter. But you don't hear anybody, you don't see Elijah saying, well, you know, Baal, the prophets of Baal, why don't we just get together and have a dinner? In 1 Kings 17, he pretty much makes it clear that there's only one God, Jehovah, creator God of the universe, and that you can't modify his name or nature. Just by taking his name doesn't mean that you're teaching about the same God.
All right, that's soundbite number four. So which will be your soundbite of the week? Soundbite number one, a montage of ELCA leaders on gay and lesbian pastors, Florence the Collar, Terry Mattingly, or Dr. Ergun Kaner. 1-877-623-6943. Callers get top priority. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Everyone's talking about the mission of the church. Is it possible to care more about evangelism than the evangel, the gospel? What's the relationship between the cross of Christ and the church's mission? And what can the Reformation teach us about the mission of the church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is Mission from the Cross. You can buy Mission from the Cross by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. mission from the cross.
Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on the importance of Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. And we're happy to take your votes for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, the 21st of August. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can Twitter your votes to us, @IssuesETC, @IssuesETC. Now, listeners with the best reasons for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin. We're all out of the bumper stickers, but we'll get some more of those in due time. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us @IssuesETC. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. You know I tend to vote for the soundbite that shows someone getting it right. Number two caller for the win. This, why is this woman not a delegate to the ELCA convention? She'd be one of the few there that could talk sense.
Well, thank you very much. I think Florence probably would be more qualified to be a delegate for the convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we need her kind of critical thinking as well there just as much. Thank you very much, Scott. This email comes from Sharon in St. Louis. I'd like to cast my vote for soundbite number four. Dr. Ergun Kaner's point is well put and has a touch of humor, which I think has the making of a soundbite of the week. I was going to go for number one just because most of the speakers in the montage were so anti-issues mindset, but I came to the conclusion the montage just bugged me, so I may cast a vote against it. Well, I guess if you wanted to cast a vote against it, we'll see if Craig is willing to count it. I don't know how to count a negative vote, but Craig can figure that one out. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter your votes to @IssuesETC. This email comes from Alex in Canada. He says, register my vote for Soundbite of the Week for the ELCA montage. I've been listening to the convention online parts of this week, and it absolutely baffles me. I suppose, though, that once the hermeneutic of Scripture goes wonky, the rest follows. Wonky is an interesting descriptive term for it. I think appropriate as well. Thank you very much, Alex. Thanks for listening in Canada. In North Carolina, Chris emails this vote. My vote is for soundbite number two. The caller's analogy is sound logic. Unfortunately, it may well come true. Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for listening out there. In another South Carolina, no, that was North Carolina where Chris was. Jeff's writing again, to blame, when you can't tell the difference between an S and an N, but this is obviously an N. This is a South Carolina listener, Greenville, South Carolina, where Doug listens.
My vote is for soundbite number two. Florence's logic is dead on, in my opinion. If you can be gay and be a Christian, who's to say that you can't live any kind of sexual lifestyle you wish? For these people, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the word of God has become null and void. They no longer have a standard for what's right and wrong. And if you can compromise in the sexual arena, why not compromise on euthanasia or murder or whatever? And actually, Doug, if you look carefully at what's being taught and tolerated in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and other mainline denominations just like them, similar compromises, the kind of compromises you're talking about, are not unheard of at all. Thanks for listening in South Carolina. In Rochester, Minnesota, this email comes from Rick, who says, my vote goes to soundbite number one, a montage of ELC leaders, and he gives no reason. So when you email your vote to us, please be sure to give a reason why you're voting for what you're voting for. This one comes from Paul in Milwaukee. One vote for number four, please. Did you catch that, Craig? A vote for number four? I think he did. Soundbite number one and four have the most important material. Soundbite number four's point is well made, but it has been made on issues before. Well, okay, thank you. Soundbite number one represents a historic moment in Lutheranism and Christianity. A clear, major biblical teaching is being rejected in a major way. Maybe in reaction, the perfect one sent the ELCA a perfect storm the other day. It is tempting to believe this, and I think the coincidence is remarkable, but if God sent a tornado every time the church apostatized, there would be nary a church standing. Josh in St. Louis says, I vote for soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, because I think his words actually describe the ELCA better than the first two soundbites. What did Terry say? Oh, yeah. Okay, he was describing the Episcopalians. They look like Catholics but believe like mainstream journalists. Well, I guess the same could be said of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. They are trying their hardest to be just like the Episcopal Church USA. No wonder. Lyle in St. Louis emails us, vote for soundbite number two, caller Florence. He says, she put the problem so simply, there's no stopping down the slippery slope when fallible and errant human thought and feelings trump Holy Scripture. Lord, keep us in steadfast in thy word. Yes, indeed, that is our prayer. Thank you very much, Lyle. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. 1-877-623-6943. Still time for your vote. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. Or you can Twitter your vote to @IssuesETC. @IssuesETC. This one comes from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. It's a little lengthy, but I read it in its entirety. I almost selected soundbite number one for the sad yet biting irony of the last clip. I don't think Bishop Hansen means to confess what I hear him saying when he says we already are in decline. To recognize the decline of the church body, but not the sad slide into apostasy, causes many of the faithful to weep by the waters of Babylon. I'm constrained to vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Ergen Kaner, because last night I was listening to this presentation on my iPod. Yes, we do love our on-demand listeners. I said, this needs to be soundbite of the week, says Michael. Not only the pointed statement about how no serious Christian or Muslim would assert that two religions are the same, but to use how God and his people were to regard Moloch and Baal as examples of how we are to reject error, the error of Islam, really brought the point home. Thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for listening in Strasburg, Illinois. Brett writes, my vote is for number one because it shows the ELCA sees that the dam is leaking, so they're just going to blow the whole thing up and hope that fixes the problem. Interesting analogy. Jerry in Montana says, soundbite number one was very hard to determine whether some of the speakers addressed the subject were for or against the issue. Is the concern that they don't make the move, they will continue to lose members because there's such a great number of GLBTs that the wings just are clamoring to become active members of the ELCA, not only as clergy, but as members of the Christian religion that has changed the Bible so that there's no longer any distinction between law and gospel. They ultimately are saying that there is no law and therefore is no sin. Therefore, there is no need for repentance and ultimately no need for Christ. But where would it stop? Will the next step be committed polygamist relationships? How about committed bisexual polygamist relationships? After all those people are involved are happy with it, and who's to say that it won't last as long as most of them are alive? The current proposal would be hard to determine if these instances would be excluded anyway. Either way, if the ELCA takes this step, it puts the denomination very deep into the vortex of the whirlpool of Christian destruction. Thank you very much. All right, the winner this week is soundbite number one. Soundbite number one for our listener. Which one is soundbite number one? I lost it on my screen. Oh, the montage of Elka leaders. I should know. I put it together. Thank you very much for everybody who voted. Here's the winner.
This is about a 30-year trend line of a denomination that has lost almost 500,000 baptized members in my 8 years of being a presiding bishop.
Congregations who wish to call a minister who is in a committed, lifelong, same-gender relationship to be their pastor, they would be able to do that.
There are both congregations ready to call gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered persons, and there are persons in relationships that are ready to serve.
I stand here as a gay man, but I stand here most centrally as one who has received the grace of Christ.
If we're looking for a biblical basis for anything else we're about to do here, what about Jesus saying, judge not that you be not judged?
How do we get to a place as Lutherans that we allow a question of the place of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people in ministry?
What trust Jesus has placed in us that we should be witnesses to this gift of unconditional love for all people, especially in this instance as that love is expressed through the gift of human sexuality?
I've got to keep using just gay and lesbian because that's what we use in the documents. I get a little impatient with those who say, well, if the Lutherans vote to adopt the recommendations before them, they're choosing to suddenly become another declining U.S. mainline denomination. Wake up call from the presiding bishop. We already are.
Well, that's the winner this week. Soundbite number one, a montage of ELCA leaders on the ordination of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered pastors. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Alex in Canada because he used the word wonky in a sentence, and he used it accurately. And he had a pretty good vote there. Thank you very much for everybody who voted for Soundbites this week. By the way, Alex, you'll need to email us with your shirt size and your address, and we'll send out that LPR bundle package to you. And thanks for voting. When we come back, Pastor Mark Chavez is going to join us live from the ELCA Worldwide Churchwide Assembly in Minneapolis. We will hear what's going on there as they debate the issue of gay and lesbian pastors, and we'll get Pastor Matt Harrison's reaction to that as well. A little bit later in that hour, Mark Galley of Christianity Today magazine will join us. He'll talk about a better response to scandals in the church. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues, Etc. is straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.